Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name's Carla Marie Reed. I am the former owner of Black Dog and former adjunct professor at Florida State and currently older person who's fallen madly in love with horses. Go figure.
Horses?
Horses.
How did that happen?
My neighbor had two horses. One died. I watched her horse go through a depression, so I got a horse to go with her horse. Then her horse died, and my horse, in grief, rolled on her grave every night for 3 weeks.
So you got to see that horses have this immense capacity for emotion.
Yes, I fell in love. So then I had to get him another horse. Then he got a melanoma, and so I had to get an emergency backup horse. So now I'm up to three horses, none of whom I've ever ridden.
Wow. That's quite a story. So I want to take us back to you opening up Black Dog, because that was really the first cafe of, like, really independently owned cafe.
Second. Epitome was in existence when I opened. Epitome was right across from Florida State University on Tennessee Street in a basement. And that was a coffee shop. Big couches, very smoky in a basement. But setting the groundwork, I made the decision to open Black Dog Cafe. We did. I was married at the time. I was pregnant with my son, and I wanted a way to be with my son and to make a living.
So you got this incredible spot right on Lake Ella, and it just became sort of an iconic place of our community. How did that happen?
I think that it happened via a lot of patience, a lot of hard work, and a lot of luck. That would be the bottom line. I contacted the American Legion. Their space was being used as storage. They told me to write them a letter, and I did, and they rented me the space. We built the deck together. They have been wonderful landlords for 27 years, and pure luck, actually. I didn't know what I was doing. I have a PhD, so I know how to research. I know how to talk to people. But I was a cocktail waitress and bartender at some of our more interesting bars in town. So I knew customer service, but I didn't know a thing about running a business. It was eye-opening.
So what kept you going all of those years of doing this?
What kept me going was probably desperation, wanting to be with my kids, wanting to make a living, knowing that if I took a full-time teaching position, I would have a harder time as a single mom. And I just kept plugging along. And eventually it took hold.
So what about your relationship, like this idea of a coffee shop, a cafe? It is such a place of community.
I love talking to people. And one of the things that really drew me to coffee shops when I lived in Chicago, not Starbucks, but the independently owned coffee shops, was the communities that were built there. The same people would come in. You would see familiar faces. And that seemed really important to me. And especially when I was having a baby, I didn't know anything about babies. And so I started a new moms group. At one time, we had almost 50 women with babies hanging out at Black Dog. So I learned a lot about babies. I learned a lot about my community and a lot about building a community and kind of what it takes to bring people together.
I love that, because right now that's something I've been thinking a lot about. Like, in these turbulent times we're living in, how do we maintain community? How do we expand our community? How do we connect to people who don't always think the same as us? How do we do that?
Well, how we build community for me is we are face to face. When our worlds revolve around social media, it's easy to be really obnoxious. when you're face-to-face with someone, it is really hard to be nasty. Some people still manage to do it, but not many. So a place where people actually see each other. Wendell Berry talks about living in Kentucky, and they asked him about politics there, and he said, we don't talk about politics. We talk about the weather and who's sick and what needs to be done to keep the farms going. It's kind of that, but in Tallahassee and not on a farm.
Right. So finding ways to allow that to happen, for people to see each other for their humanness and that we have more in common than we have differences, it's just so important to find ways to pull people together in person.
I think it's very important to pull people together in person. It's where we find our common humanity. It's where we play a game of chess with somebody who we may never have a conversation with otherwise. It's where we talk about the weather and the ducks and anything else that comes up. But we don't have to talk about our differences. There's a lot more in common than there is not in common.
And then when we see some of these decisions being made that are hard, and you know that person, maybe you think about that person you played chess with and know that they are not evil because you played chess with them, but they may think differently. So we don't have to vilify each other. We can, and maybe we moderate our positions knowing how it might impact someone we care about.
Absolutely. In any realm of actual philosophical thought, you have to give understanding to the other person has a reason for the way they feel that way. And it may not be a reason I agree with. It may not be a way that I think. But I also don't have the experiences the other person has. So it's really important to realize that we're all living on this planet together. We all get up in the morning wondering if we got enough sleep last night.
Yep.
What we're going to have for breakfast. And most people, not all, mind you, but most people like a good cup of coffee.
And we all are nicer when we've had our cup of coffee.
We are.
So you made the decision that 27 years?
27 years ago.
That it was time for something different in your life. How did you come to that decision?
In all honesty, I was watching a bird feeder in my apartment in Chicago, and it was one of those with two little stories on it, and the top half was empty, but the birds kept going there to eat. And I realized that's kind of what I was doing in insisting I get an academic position, and I decided maybe it was time to go to the bottom part of the feeder and try to figure out what else I could do. So I started brainstorming and decided that, you know, Tallahassee could use a coffee shop.
And had you spent time here prior to?
I lived here. I had moved to Chicago. I lived in Chicago 1 year. And a hilarious year, a wonderful year, but 1 year. And when I found out I was pregnant with my son, I really could not imagine dealing with the steps to the L and a stroller and a baby. I also couldn't imagine having a baby in February in Chicago. So I came home.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, because look at what you did for the community.
It's been a wonderful ride.
So now you've made the decision to sell. You've sold your business. How does that feel?
Selling the business was a hard decision, but the time was right. I hate to say I'm aging out, because I still feel very young and youthful and wonderful. But I will say that the speed with which changes have happened, especially since we put on a roof, the shop has gotten very, very busy. And that's not what I opened a coffee shop for. If I had wanted to make a lot of money, I probably would have gone to law school. A PhD in humanities and religion is not a moneymaker. And I opened a community coffee shop. And so what I wanted was different than what Black Dog has in many ways become. It has become still a wonderful place for community, but it's a lot busier. It went past me. I slowed down.
And it's okay to see that and know that it's time for something else.
It's wonderful to see that and know that it's time for something else and that someone else could handle that better than I can at this point. That Hannah, who is buying it from me, who was my employee for many years, is very capable and likes the speed.
Yeah.
I want to sit around and watch the birds and play with the horses.
So. And you know what? I think that that's what's so wonderful about life is that you can give yourself that gift to take a different, like open a different chapter and say, I need this now. I had that and I loved it, but I need this now.
And I did have that and I loved it. And right now I'm doing mindfulness-based stress reduction training to teach mindfulness, which is a very different route. Still keeps my foot in the game, so to speak, but it's a very different thing to be doing.
Absolutely. Can you give us a little bit of a tip of how one can be more mindful?
Realize where you are right now. Realize how lucky you are to be wherever you are right now, because as one poet said, it could be otherwise, and one day it will be otherwise. But the fact that you're sitting and hopefully pain-free and breathing, that's a moment to cherish.
So, Carla, this series is called Voices That Inspire. What, in your journey through this life, what has kept you inspired and being open to life?
What has kept me inspired and open to life is the beauty of every moment that I have. They may not be moments I like, but they are beautiful in that they are happening and that I'm learning from them. Just like running Black Dog for 27 years, it was an experience. There were bad times. There were terrifying times, especially when COVID hit. But man, I learned so much. And I met so many awesome people. And there were so many treasured moments. And there will continue to be.
I love it. Well, you've said a lot of great things. Is there anything else you would want people to know about you or just thoughts you have in this weird world we're in right now?
In this weird world we're in right now, treasure every moment. We have these moments. We're here. Treasure the people you love and the people you see. I stopped by Black Dog this morning and saw some of my, I get tearful on this, some of my regulars. It's so wonderful to have that community.
I hope people can see how important community is and work hard to create one and maintain one. It's just such the gift of life.
Community is the only way we survive. We are social creatures. We're not good by ourselves. We do poorly.
Yep.
And that's proven scientifically.
I totally agree.
I'm Carla Marie Reed, learning to live fully in the moment and enjoy life as it is.